What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBEE. So some experts say the Christmas decorations, the holiday decorations need to be down by this Thursday, the 16th. We didn't have any outside. We had them all inside and they were all done after New Year's. How about you?
Who are these experts? Like, am I an expert? Just because I'm enthusiastic about the Christmas holiday. I'm just curious what this panel of experts is.
Well, are yours still up?
No.
See, mine are still up, and I have no plans to take them down. I will not be following this expert advice that I have to take them down by Thursday.
I think it's some knuckleheads on the HOA that are trying to, you know, tell everybody what to
do. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Why do you keep them up?
Well, because I have summer decorations and I have winter decorations, and I'm not ready to swap out all of my storage bins for my summer stuff, so... Winter's going to stay up probably till March. AKA Christmas lights are going to be up till March.
You have two seasons, not four.
Yes.
You skip spring.
In Hopeland.
In Hopeland. There you go.
Hopeland is an odd place to visit.
Very similar to the Candyland game we all played as kids.
Correct. Or Barbie Land or any of the obvious lands. There is not your regular four seasons.
No. Is Hope Alone... She's keeping up until March. She knows it's March is the cutoff time for the holiday decorations.
That is some redneck stuff right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and leave these up. Leave these up till the days get longer.
I'm not ready to put out like my flowers and stuff back. So my reindeer and my snowmen, there's still snow outside.
Yes.
Okay.
There's still reindeer up at the North Pole, whether Santa's coming down the chimney tonight or not.
Here we go. See what happens when you go into Hopeland? Got reindeer, got all sorts of stuff.
Is she alone? What are you doing with your holiday decorations? Do you keep them up to keep your mood good? Do you keep up that tree and just change it? You know, what's next? The big love day, right? Cupid Day, put all the red hearts on the tree. St. Patrick's Day, do you put on the four-leaf clothing? Do you just keep a tree up just for good spirits and a good mood in your house? All right, we're just talking about holiday decorations. Some experts say they should be going down by this Thursday, the 16th. Terry from Brockport, how about your holiday decorations?
Hi, good morning. Well, the inside, like you, has been down since after New Year's. But the outside, which I do in just the white clear lights on the arborvitaes and things like that, I leave up until the weather lets me go outside to take them down.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
But I love how she thinks that she has the two seasons. Now, that's funny. I love that.
Okay. Well, you want to be invited to Hopeland.
Yeah.
I do. I love that.
Where if the sun isn't shining, then it's snowing.
Talk about decorations. Some say they should be down by this Thursday, the 16th. I would say... 90% of those texting and calling are like, I'll do what I want to do.
Yeah.
There are no rules as far as decorations.
You'll pry my decorations from my cold, dead hands.
In fact, how about on the text line? Good morning, B Morning Coffee Club. I'm with Hope. My Christmas decorations are down, but I have winter decorations, meaning snowmen, snowflakes. And then I'm going to change the big Cupid Day, change the St. Patrick's Day. Change the Easter decoration. I just love decorating. And of course, summer, there's decorations. And then Halloween. Your family, unlike this texter, says you are holiday biased. Why is that?
Well, they accuse me of two things regarding decorations. One is They pick on me because I've used the same happy birthday banners and decor since they were in kindergarten. And I bring them out and I hang it in the dining room. And every year, so every year the pictures look the same. Whatever.
Now that's money saving right there.
Number two. Number two where they bust me is they're like, you're so biased for Christmas and St. Patrick's Day.
Mm, okay.
Because those are the two that I have decorations for. I don't have any hearts. I don't decorate for Valentine's Day. I don't really decorate for, I don't know, the other holidays. Halloween, I don't have a lot of decor. And you know, I got a Halloween lover in my family. And I'm like, hon, you want to bring some of your decorations down? It just doesn't do it for me. And you only have so much room to store this stuff. And they're like, nah, it's because you're biased. And you like your two holidays, and those are the two that get decorated in the house.
Maybe you could borrow something from Hope. You seem to love to just decorate year-round, even not the Main Street holidays, but other things.
Oh, yeah. In Hope Land, she's making up holidays. She is not going to conform to our regular Earth lean holidays in Hope Land.
Why am I an alien now?
Because listen to this.
I decorate for back to school. Because when else can you display all of the school pictures you have of your parents, you? So I've got all of these pictures for my dad's 60th birthday. We went through and put out a bunch of pictures. So I have all these copies of his grade school pictures, his little teeth before he had braces. They make me smile. So I've got pictures of my parents for back to school that go up.
So
it's
you've
school picture display day.
You've graduated from college. Congratulations. You bought your own townhome. Very independent businesswoman there. And when people come to your house, I guess around what, late August, early September?
Right.
You're going to have a back to school theme of your parents' pictures and your pictures, like the whole family school pictures?
Right. Well, when else are you going to have those? They're just going to be sitting in a bin. So I think that's a very appropriate time to have them on display. They have their time and then they go back away until next year.
Oh, man. You could do it all like, you know how school teachers, they do the boards?
Yeah.
With like they have all the different.
Oh, now you're helping her. You like
and stuff. I can't wait to see this display that she's going to make for back to school in her own holiday in Hope Land.
Right before Labor Day. What are you guys doing? Want to come over?
Happy back to school day.
My daughter, Haley, she's the one down in Arizona. She's got long, curly hair. Long. And she thanks me all the time. And when I cut my hair, she's like, why are you taking off the curls? 92.5 WBEE.
We curls have to stand strong.
We do. It's the curl mafia. Uh-huh. Me and my daughter. And of course, Celeste is like, well, I got curly hair too. I'm like, listen, wifey, don't try to rain on my parade. It's a bonding. Me and my daughter, Haley. Yeah, she loves the curly hair. So she thanks me. Have your parents ever had to apologize to you for something?
My mom apologizes about my hair regularly. My hair is so thin that when I put it in a braid, that the thinnest paintbrush you can imagine at the craft store is still thicker than my braid. It is so pathetic that really? She'll regularly apologize to me and be like, I'm so sorry you got that from your dad's side. You know, we all have very thick hair on my side.
Blame the dad.
Can't blame me. I would have given
father.
You thick hair if I could have.
Oh my gosh. I guess we do that as parents. I apologize to my kids all the time for their pale, white, sensitive skin. Because all of them have like the slightest thing touches it and they're like in a rash. And they've wanted to go like on spring break with friends. And I'm like, make sure you wear your swim shirt. Like, you know, we can't get any sunburns.
Noxzema on your nose.
We don't tan. We are just freckly and very pale and sensitive skin. And so every time the slightest thing is wrong with one of my kids' skin, they're like, why would you do this to me, Mom? This is all your fault. I'm like, yep, okay. Nothing I can do, kiddo.
How about you? Your parents ever apologize to you about something? Or does one of the spouses give you the business? Like Celeste will go, well, all three of you are lucky you didn't get Dad's nose. I'm sitting right here at the dinner table.
Hello? I hear you.
Really? Thank you. And they'll all just laugh like, yeah, Mom's right. We didn't get your nose. Okay, sitting right here. Thanks. Hey.
You do that. You just can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Like tell a kid, you know, you're lucky you didn't get my teeth. So glad you got those nice, beautiful, straight teeth. Or for whatever. Yeah, we all do it.
How about you? What'd your parents apologize to you about?